This is Preview on the Classical Station. I'm Rob Kennedy. Our guest this week is cellist Afra Harnoy and her husband Mike Harriott. Afra and Mike talked about their new recording, Portrait. Afra and Mike, what was the inspiration for this lovely recording of familiar music?
This is a collection of songs that both of us have loved in our entire lives. I think we sing in the shower. I've always loved opera music, and actually the Summertime by George Gershwin, that arrangement was one of the first things we actually played together and performed together. Yeah. I think the seed was planted then. This is a pairing on list because we wanted to have a nice contrast on the album with both different styles, everything from the very exposed songs that we selected for just the two of us to full orchestral scores that we've managed to put together in the studio, again, with just the two of us.
It is quite a variety going from Bernstein to Gershwin to Delibes and Bizet. The common thread that all these songs have are they're songs that Afra and I both individually love, and we love playing them together. When we were actually coming to figuring out a name for the album, we'd seen this portrait that Vivian Reese, lovely portrait that she'd done of Afra a number of years ago, hanging in her house in New York. And it's one of those pictures you look at and you go, oh, wouldn't that be a great album cover? And then the whole concept sort of came together that really these songs create a portrait, if you will, of what we enjoy, our own guilty pleasures musically, and what we enjoy together in that regard. So it's a bit of a portrait of our personal musical happy place.
I also have always felt very strongly that the cello to me is like a musical voice, and I love playing songs where I can give my interpretation of what the singer is saying on the cello, because I feel like I like to breathe like a singer and phrase like a singer, and the cello very much reminds me of a tenor voice.
Well, not only a tenor voice, but the way you play it, Afra, it sounds like a soprano every now and then. It sounds like a countertenor every now and then.
I certainly had to explore the soprano parts because I did all the violin parts in all of the orchestral scores here.
Exactly.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, watching her record that was like she was trying to tie her shoelaces.
As way down on the fingerboard of the cello.
The other thing I was going to say is that the playlist mirrors the kind of thing that we get asked every week on our request programs. We do an all-request Friday from 10 o'clock in the morning until 8 o'clock at night. Just listener requests, that's all it is. And then the same thing Saturday evening from 6 to midnight. And these pieces crop up very regularly. It's a wide range, of course, of styles and periods and that sort of thing, but they all turn up. So our listeners are going to go nuts over these. It's just great.
I don't think we came up with the idea for the album and the songs to, we're very selfish about it. What do we like? You have to kind of go to that point when you're programming an album or a concert because you have to play music that you like. But I think it speaks volumes that your audience base feels the same way because this is great and timeless music.
Oh, absolutely. Explain to our listeners the magic behind recording and putting these tracks together. It sounds really technologically very complicated.
This is our third album recording this way where we play pretty much everything ourselves in the studio.
We have a studio in our home, and it actually saved our sanity, I think, during COVID because we did a lot of our recordings here in the studio. Working with Mike doing multi-tracking, it was the first time I'd ever done that. Our first album, Back to Bach, was a lot of fun starting to do this new and exciting thing for me.
We had the resource of trombones and French horns and trumpets and all track, and then Afra can make a cello sound like a violin. So we're able to put together this instrumentation between ourselves. The process for a lot of this stuff, especially this particular music, basically, I'll get Afra into the studio and have her just perform the cello part as she hears it, so without any accompaniment whatsoever. And then I go back to the recording project and I'll create what they call a flexible tempo map. So basically, I'm telling the computer to reproduce a click track that I know exactly where her tempo is that she's performing, if there's any fluctuations, ritardando or accelerandi. So that, I can generate enough information so that when I go and I record all the brass parts and when Afra is recording the string accompaniment parts, we know exactly where, without having to try and decipher every time, it creates more of a unified concept of the music between us as the collective recorders of the orchestral accompaniment.
And it gives it, I think, more of a sense of the accompaniment following the soloist,
exactly,
rather than a mechanical.
Yeah, if you were to record the accompaniment first, then you're bound by whatever the accompaniment has established. So in doing that, we're able to generate more of an organic sounding recording, and the end result is so much more rewarding for us.
But also a very important piece of the puzzle is Ron Searles in Toronto, who does
Absolutely.
Our mastering. He takes all these voices that we've put together, and when I close my eyes, the way he masters it, you can actually feel where everyone's sitting in the orchestra or where everyone's sitting on stage. As a listener, you can close your eyes and imagine that.
He's using very new technology called Dolby Atmos surround. Basically, in the studio that we mix in, there's about 12 different speakers in different positions in the room. So he has a virtual room on the screen on the computer where he will place different instruments based on how we want the album to be imaged. He'll place the different instruments in different parts of the room. So you hear the cello right in front of you and the trombone just off to the side, and you'll hear the brass section off to the back, and you'll hear the percussion maybe over your left shoulder. More of the high-definition streaming platforms now, Apple Spatial and Tidal and Amazon HD. If you have the right headphones, they're built for listening to this kind of music the way it's recorded on Apple Spatial. But when you listen to it with that technology, you hear the orchestra all around you, and you really become immersed in the music. The end result is, I think, a very exciting thing for the listener.
Even with something like Lenski's Aria, we told Ron we want to hear the singers on stage, and we want that feeling of the pit orchestra. We don't want the orchestra around the opera solos, because that's not what you would hear if you were
right.
going to the opera.
With previous technology, you could generate imaging front to back, so you can make things sound like they're more distant, or you make things sound like they're more in front of the stage. But this way, it's more three-dimensional, so you can actually imagine that the orchestra is in the pit below you as a listener, and then the singers are above you on the stage.
When we're working together in the studio, there has to be a lot of trust, because many times Mike writes these arrangements, and when I look at them, I go, oh my goodness, how am I going to make this work? Yeah. And then we put it together,
yeah,
and
it's
magic.
It works.
Well, to me, as a professional musician, what really was remarkable was the musicality, the phrasing and the coloring and everything, which, what drives that? This is something that comes from many years of performing opera.
It's an extension of ourselves, I mean, making music. And when Mike and I started to play together, we actually found that we both feel, think, and breathe music almost the same way, which only happens a few times in a lifetime, I think. So we're very lucky that we have that connection musically, and we can work together and make these beautiful songs come to life.
I think it would be quite entertaining for somebody to be in the studio. There's times where Offer is recording the viola section, and I'm standing there on the other end of the studio with the control board and everything, and I've got my baton out, my conductor's baton. I'm actually conducting so that she knows exactly where we need stuff to happen. In the course of one of these big arrangements, I end up conducting the thing about 200 times to get all the instruments. In doing so, we both develop a unified concept of what the end result is supposed to be. And the original arrangements are born from our conversations and our mutual experiences and separate experiences of this music. It is quite a process. We really tough to exactly quantify it in a way that you could write it down in a book and make a how-to manual, but it makes sense to us.
It's kind of an organic thing for us.
As long as it sounds good on the other end, that's the main thing.
Well, it sounds more than good. It just sounds so beautiful and so musical. Thank you both for doing this wonderful recording. It's a stunner. I know it's going to be a huge success.
Oh, thank you very much. That means a lot.
Thank you, Rob.
Our guest on Preview this week has been cellist Ofra Harnoy and her husband Mike Harriott. For more information about our programming, please visit our website, theclassicalstation.org. Thank you for your support.